1X News.
It's 12 degrees and sunny out there in Belleville at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. Breaking news stories coming in have been busy in today's news world. News has just been released about a bank robbery in downtown Trenton at the RBC Bank that happened at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Brock Ormond has more from the scene.
This is Brock Ormond for QNET News reporting, standing outside of the RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada, on Dundas Street West in Trenton, where it was reported that there was an incident taking place and possibly a robbery at just before 2 o'clock this afternoon. And the police are not confirming it's a robbery just yet, but it is being reported that it is. And the man that allegedly robbed the bank, that is a suspect, he's got a stocky build, 300 pounds, wore a light Toronto Blue Jays ball cap. He's got brown hair, brown eyes, and is unshaven. He also wore dark pants and a collared shirt. We'll have more updates as this story progresses. For now, though, Brock Ramon reporting live from Trenton.
Belleville is getting new LED street lamps and traffic lights. City Council chose the cheapest route available to get this done, a $1.24 million deal with Philips Lighting. Mayor Tasso Christopher says saving on electricity and maintenance makes the price worthwhile.
The good thing is when you look at the report, you see the return on your investment. You're going to invest $1 million, you're going to get all that back in 3.5 years. That's a phenomenal project going forward.
Viridian Energy is also helping the city with a $400,000 reimbursement for cutting their power usage. Mayor Christopher says exciting lights will be periodically replaced with new ones. In more local news, QNET reporter Stelios Pappas attended Belleville City Council last night, and a motion was passed to have Ball Construction Limited manage the project for another renovation. Stelios has the story.
Belleville Council passed a motion for Ball Construction to oversee the expansion and renovations of Yarmouth Arena here in town. Mayor Tasso Christopher says the project can get started soon.
So it's a great project. It's taken us about 11 months to get this far, and staff has worked endless hours with our legal team. So the proposal we have now is, as they say, a contractor at risk. So, and they're ready to roll now. So, you know, we've partnered with a contractor that's done 16 plus projects. It was in the report. And we've also partnered with an architectural firm that's done over 50 of these. So, you know, on the radar screen, it looks like it's good news, but they have to start right away. We have $1.5 million worth of construction each and every month for the next 12 months.
The recently announced Belleville Senators are expected to be playing in the new arena by the first weeks of November 2017. Stelios Pappas, QNET News, Belleville.
Construction is supposed to be completed by the first weeks of November 2017, or else Ball Construction Limited could be facing fines of up to $5,000 per day. Across the border, breaking news, a shooting has Oklahoma City's Will Rogers Airport shut down completely. Reporter Alex Stone has more.
A police helicopter has been circling over Will Rogers Airport. Police are confirming one person was shot. Crime scene tape is now up across roads entering the airport. What looks like blood is on the roadway. There are reports it began with a man lying in front of a ticket counter saying he had been shot. Police are apparently looking for the gunman.
Oklahoma City Police Captain Paco Baldarama says police are searching for a possible second victim and that all streets are blocked off and people should avoid the airport. Police say 7,000 to 8,000 travelers go through the airport daily. In more national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's new special advisor on LGBTQ says he'll explore the possibility of an apology to people in the community whose lives and careers were disrupted by government policies over the decades. Randy Boissonnat, who is openly gay, says there's also the possibility of formal pardons for those convicted under laws now considered discriminatory. The Liberal government is moving to repeal Section 159 of the Criminal Code, which criminalizes anal intercourse. Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould says Canadians expect their government and their laws to reflect their values. She says, our society has evolved over the past decades, and our criminal justice system needs to evolve as well. The law currently bans the sexual act, but there is an exception for heterosexual married couples and consenting adults of either sex over the age of 18, as long as it does not involve more than two people and is done without anyone watching. Courts have found the provision infringes on equality, guarantees under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, since 16 and 17-year-olds can consent to all other forms of sexual activity. The Edmonton MP says there needs to be a lot of outreach with members in the community from coast to coast. A Nova Scotia man who used a claw, hammer, and bat to kill his common-law wife and her daughter in 2013 was sentenced today to life in prison without a chance of parole for 18 years. Gerald Rushton pleaded guilty in September to two counts of second-degree murder after admitting in an agreed statement of facts that on December 27, 2013, he got into a heated argument with his wife's daughter, 24-year-old Brittany McPherson. The statement says the young woman became agitated and verbally abusive before Rushton hit her repeatedly with a baseball bat. Hours later, he beat 53-year-old Elizabeth McPherson, Rushton's partner for 15 years, with a hammer before cutting her throat with a knife. The 50-year-old then attempted suicide by cutting his own throat and left wrist. Canadian DJ and electronic dance producer deadmau5 is lifting off his signature mouse head for a series of online classes about making music. deadmau5, whose real name is Joel Zimmerman, will host more than 20 lessons for the online educational organization Masterclass. Each session costs about $90 US and comes with a digital workbook. Organizers say the Niagara Falls, Ontario native will offer advice on melodies, mixing, and mastering to make unique sounds you can't find in a cookie-cutter sample pack. The company has already brought in pop singer Christina Aguilera to teach singing lessons and the social network's screenwriter Aaron Sorkin to talk about story structure. That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next after this break.
Is getting back to the grind weighing on your mind?
My mind. My mind. I need to unwind.
Stephen License will make your day. Come on in. It's time to play. Stephen License features a wide selection of bikes and sports and leisure equipment and apparel. From soccer balls and baseball bats to darts, ping pong paddles, paint by numbers, puzzles, to model trains and aeroplanes. The knowledgeable and helpful staff will find the hobby that's right for you. Stephen License Bicycles and Hobbies, 288 Front Street, Belleville. It's time to unwind. Stephen License. License will ease your mind.
In sports news, the Loyalist Lancers, the Trenton Golden Hawks, and Wellington Dukes have a busy week ahead with basketball, volleyball, and hockey all on tap. The Loyalist men's and women's basketball teams both play the Algonquin Thunder at home on Friday. The women's games start at 6 p.m. in the Loyalist Gymnasium, with the men playing afterwards at 8. The Lacité Coyotes also play the men's team, a visit on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Loyalist College. Meanwhile, both the men's and women's volleyball teams will travel to North Bay to play the Canador Panthers. In local hockey action, the Golden Hawks will look for their 20th win of the season at home against the Aurora Tigers on Friday at 7:30. The Hawks play a visit to the Stouffville Spirit on Saturday before playing the Tigers again in Aurora on Sunday night. The Wellington Dukes also play a visit to Stouffville to play the Spirit on Thursday night. Then the Dukes come back home to face the Cobourg Cougars on Friday at 7 p.m., followed by an afternoon game against the Whippy Fury on Saturday. And Toronto FC has returned to training today after having the weekend off. Fullback Justin Moreau says the team can't wait until it returns to action November 22nd against Montreal in Game 1 of the MLS Eastern Conference Final.
I can't believe there's still so much time. You know, it's a long break. I think we're all itching to get back out there, but we have a good week of preparation coming up, and we'll be ready to go.
A group of NFL players is on Capitol Hill today to discuss ways to improve relations between police and the communities that they serve. The players met Tuesday morning with members of the Congressional Black Caucus and Representative Patrick Murphy, a Florida Democrat. They're also scheduled to meet with House Speaker Paul Ryan's staff and Representative Daniel Webster, a Florida Republican. And Quinn Bolden, a Detroit Lions wide receiver, organized the meetings. Bolden, earlier this year, received the NFL's Walter Payton Manning of the Year Award for his off-the-field voluntary and charity work. A spokeswoman for Bolden says the players are here to find out what they can do. Joining Bolden are Lions safety Glover Quinn, Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, Cleveland Browns quarterback Josh McCown, and Browns wide receiver Andrew Hawkins. Nashville Predators goaltender Pekka Rinne will miss tonight's game against the Toronto Maple Leafs with a lower body injury. Predators head coach Peter Laviolette announced that Rinne was day-to-day with the injury following Tuesday morning's skate. Rinne, who missed practice on Monday, was named the NHL's third star last week after posting a perfect 3-0 record with a .976 save percentage. 25-year-old Marek Manzanik is expected to start in Rene's place against the Leafs. Manzanik has only made one start this season, yielding 5 goals in an October 15th loss to the Chicago Blackhawks. Nashville is riding a season high with a 3-game win streak. And Novak Djokovic can regain his world number one ranking if he wins every match at the ATP World Tour Finals this week. The match is currently underway and is tied 6-6 with its first set in London, England, being a close nail-biter so far against Thornhill's own Milos Raonic, who was ranked 4th. Send us your team league or scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, partly cloudy, with fog patches developing after midnight again with a low of +1. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with 30% chance of showers, fog patches dissipating early in the morning, high of 11. It's 4:10 right now and 12 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland for QNET News. News on 91X is next at 5.